Today we're going to, you know, we talked about how Jesus felt about the fire and what he came to do. But today we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. One of the names of the Holy Spirit. Let's go to Isaiah 4 and 4. And I am going to read, I'm going to read the whole little verse. So, when the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst by the spirit of judgment, and by the spirit of burning. One of the Holy Spirit names is the spirit of burning. The spirit of burning. There are some little things in your life you can just put it on the fire if you give it to the Holy Spirit. Now, he's not going to go in and get those things that without your permission. Without you say, Lord, I just need you. I got this little problem. You know, and I'm convinced, you know, the preachers that keep falling into the same little things, sin and stuff. If they'll just get on the altar and let the Holy Ghost bring that stuff up,
amen,
they can do better. The spirit of fire is also for holiness. It'll purify you. It'll bring that little stuff up that you say, it's just me. You know, we like to use that excuse. That just me. That's just the way I am.
The way God made me.
That's good.
I've heard that.
But when new creatures in Christ, let's live from that realm.
Amen.
This is just who I am.
That's right.
And you're just going to have to put up with this system here.
Because
this is who I am. But I always say, Lord, here I'm not. I present my body. I say, Lord, I present my body as a living sacrifice to you, Lord. I've got the sacrifice. Now you supply the fire. I've got the sacrifice. But anytime you try to supply the fire, it's called strange fire.
Oh, that's good.
Come on.
Stay away from that strange fire.
Come on.
I don't have time to go teach on that today, but okay. One of the names of the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Burning. Let's go to Hebrews 1:7. It says, and of the angel, he said, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. His ministers a flame of fire. That's what he wants to do to the minister. And one of the prayers you ought to be able to pray, Lord, make me a flame of fire.
Amen.
Lord, make me a flame of fire. I want to be a flame of fire. Now that's what the book of Hebrews says he's doing. He will do. But if, you know, if we don't ask for, and I also wanted to teach y'all today about how to keep your fire burning.
Yeah.
Because that's important.
Amen. That was Hebrews.
Yeah, that's Hebrews 1:7. He makes it. His angels are ministering spirits, but he makes his ministers a flame of fire.
As he is,
praise
so
God. When you seen Jesus over in Revelation, he said he had fire in his eyes.
Yeah.
Ooh, yes, he got fire in his eyes. Praise God. Okay, one of the things that Paul told Timothy, because he's getting ready to leave, he's getting ready to go, and he told Timothy, your mama and grandmama has put some things in you. And he said, stir up what I put you in you too from the laying on hand. Now stir up, you know, everybody know when that fire is like it's about to go die out, we poke in it. We'll
stoking
the fire. Yeah. And then we'll put more wood on there. But this is what he's telling Timothy. Stir up the gift that's within you.
Yes.
He said, your mama did this and your grandmama did this and I did that. But you're going to have to do something, Timothy. Because Timothy was allowing the fear fall on him because he was young and he was like, I'm young, you know. But Paul said, you stir up that gift that was in you. Stir it up. Y'all are stirring up the gifts that within you. Proverbs 26 and 20 said, where there is no wood, the fire goes out. Yeah. Where there is no, Proverbs 26 and 20. Anybody know anything about Proverbs? Yeah, y'all know about Proverbs. He said, where there is no, 26, Proverbs 26 and 20. Where there is no wood, the fire goes out. Now, what is our wood that we put on the fire? When we praise the Lord, when we get in His presence, you're putting wood on the fire.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. When you're reading your word, when you come to Fresh Start, you're putting wood on the fire.
Yeah.
When you show love for each other,
when you show love for each other, you're putting wood on the fire. You're putting wood. See, if you don't know that's what you're doing, then the enemy will play with your mind. He say, you know, you ain't doing that. You ain't about nothing, you know.
You hadn't gone out and raised somebody from the dead today.
You ain't about nothing. I mean, you know, he talks to your mind.
Yes.
Last week we showed where he put those fiery darts in your mind. Mm-hmm. And they would burn. You're trying to sleep and that comes back up. And you're trying to go, that comes back up. But we were told, putting on that whole armor of God, quench every fiery dart of the wicked one. Yeah. Quench them. Put them out.
Boy, the water, the washing
of the
water.
Put them out.
Glory.
Sometimes I just like to play gospel music or Christian music, and it like calms my spirit.
Sure.
And I feel like that's quenching. Sometimes, like, you know how he comes without him thoughts, but you just play that word, play the gospel music, and it's like, I think that's the way you can quench. You know,
those fiery darts, you know. You got to take care of those thoughts that come to your mind. Because the thoughts that come to your mind is going to be a part of your physical body. And it will bring your physical body down too.
As a man thinking.
Yes, so as a man thinketh, so is he. That's really shooting them in your mind. You know, the devil didn't do anything big to Eve. All he did was put deception in her mind. He took the word of God and twisted and turned it.
Did God really say?
Did God really say that? Huh? That's all the enemy did. He didn't do nothing big to Eve. He didn't hold a gun on her. He didn't do it. He just took that thought in her mind and twisted it. And she fell for it. Oh, Eve, honey, we're going to get you when we get there. Now, we're going to love on you. We're going to give you she's the mother of all living things.
Yep. Genetics have proven that all people on earth descended from two people. So science proves the Bible every day.
Yeah.
And the population shows that we came after the flood, eight people, 4,000 years. Population shows that we came from eight people.
How stupid is the enemy to get us in a racial disturbing, and we all came from one.
And we're all one blood. I mean,
right.
We're all one
body. All red blood.
And it's
the same blood.
God likes diversity.
But look, that all he did was deceive her with the word, with one of those fiery darts. Well, see what, when them fiery darts are shot there, you let it stay there too long, you're going to be looking. She looked at the tree and said, it is good. It is a good looking tree. Mm-hmm. You know, she's keeping that fiery dot there too long. Honey, you quench that fiery dot the moment it comes there.
And it starts with the mind, too. You know,
that's what we're talking about, in the mind. That's where he shoots them at.
It's pride. It's pride. I'll be just like God. I'm a good and evil.
Pride's the very first thing that happens on everybody.
They didn't know they were already like, they were being clothed in God's glory. They had a lot going.
They
for themselves.
Knew it, but they didn't call it forth at that time.
Well, like not only that, the enemy deceived them.
Yeah.
And he ain't doing no new tricks.
Nope.
He's still using what?
Deception.
The same old trick.
And lies.
Mm-hmm. Telling you, well, you're not good enough. You're not this. You're not that. You know, you're not that.
It'll never
work. But I always tell him, I am who God says I am.
Yes.
I house the greater one.
Yes, you
do. So something got to be going for me. The greater one decided to
God
live
thought
in me.
You was worth it, but you decided that you're pretty special, aren't you?
Amen, you know? So that's how you have to get rid of them thoughts and things. You can't let me tell you, the enemy is just not hanging out with you. When he's hanging around, he comes into what?
Kill, and destroy.
What's this to say? Kill.
No, I said kill, steal, and destroy.
Kill, steal, and destroy. That's what he's there for. He's not just hanging out with you, okay? Don't ever get to the idea he just want to hang with you.
You know, I see my imagination since you mentioned this about the consuming fire of God and we're burning. The burning bush is a representation of the Church of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And as you do those, quench those fire of God, well, you're burning anyway.
Well, you
so
know
you're
going
to quench them all if you're a burning bush, if you walk in that. So,
but you know what?
I never thought of the burning bush to be an example of the church, the consuming fire of the church that never goes out.
You know, over in the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy, Jesus, God introduced himself as the consuming fire. Over in Hebrew, he introduced himself again as the what?
Consuming fire.
Okay.
But can you see us? Does that help y'all? I see a burning bush, and that's the church. When you see we're on fire, well, we're always on fire.
Yeah.
We're always on fire, but sometimes individual people allow the fire to go out.
Right, but I'm saying
we don't
have to.
No.
But we,
wait a minute, we house, who do we house? The spirit of, what was one
burning.
Of his name?
The spirit of burning.
The spirit of burning. We house the spirit of burning. That's another one of his names. The spirit of burning. We house him. He's in us.
And he's always burning. We just gotta get it out of us.
Yeah, we just have to not.
What we do is what.
What Paul said over in Thessalonians, quench not the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Where he wants to be fire to you, don't put it out.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we can put it out. See, Timothy was putting his fire out with fear that I'm young and ain't nobody gonna really hear me. You know, maybe you did hear to Paul, but not me. And he had fear, he had doubt, he had worry going on. Let me tell you, those things will quench your fire.
But Timothy also said, God does not give a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind.
That's what Paul was telling him. Timothy.
I thought Timothy wrote that.
No. It's in the book of Timothy.
And Paul wrote it, that's right.
Well, Timothy wrote the book of Timothy.
Okay.
But he was saying what Paul told him.
Okay.
Paul had told him, Timothy, stir up the gift that was in you. You know that what you got from your grandmama and your mama, and that what you got from me? Stir that up. Stir it up.
Miss Mary, whenever there's a forest fire, it burns out all of the unproductive undergrowth, and then new growth comes because the ashes are fertilizer for the new growth.
That's what's wrong with California. They hadn't let things burn normally. They put it out in the natural. They put those trees out when they burn naturally from fires, you know, from lightning. God's, and they don't let them burn. And then when they do get on fire, they have a trouble. That's what happened to Yellowstone.
That was technology. Mm-hmm. Technology that was putting them out.
Yeah, they're not supposed to.
And it was supposed to let it burn all the way. And that fire we're talking about, that fire that you put on the altar, I mean that altar fire, those things that you need burned up.
Mm-hmm.
And then this fire will burn up those things that you need to be burned up.
Right.
And then it will light the fire on those things that need to be lit. It's very important that we sometimes put ourselves on the altar at home.
Yes.
Or, you know, if you see, you know, he tell you don't worry, and you're like, well, I can't help but worry. God, don't you see all this? And you're not moving fast enough. You know, just put it on the altar. So Holy Spirit, I need a little help here. I am worried crazy about this. But as we put things on the altar and ask him to put the fire to it, it'll burn it up. Burn it.
Amen. Come on. Come on.
I'm thinking about all these crazy crats and crazy Republicans. Sometimes I'm like, oh, this bugs me. How stupid they are.
Spirit is stupid.
Look at all the old ones.
Yes.
The fire.
You know, that's the reason he told us to pray for them folks. Because we're the one that really doing the ruling. Mm-hmm. When we see them acting that way, say, okay, God, I'm bringing everyone to you. I'm laying them all on the altar.
Yeah.
They're just acting foolishness. We got a country that we need to run. We got a country that, he said, pray for them that you can live peacefully. Mm-hmm. Get that gospel out there peacefully. But that's very good.
You know,
that's very good. Thank you for bringing that up. That's very, very
good. I was listening to Joseph Prince when he says nation against nation. That Greek word is actually race against race. It's not nation against nation.
Well,
the actual word is race against race. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we're
we see all those things. Mm-hmm. And we are the true rulers. Church, you are the true rulers.
Yes. Pray.
If you pray, if you
pray,
if you take authority over those things, you know, some things come on TV. I say, oh no, you know, TV talk to me. Come back to it.
Mm-hmm. I come back to public radio this morning.
I was one night. It was really concerning me about these people, especially in California. They put a little fish above a baby.
God.
Lord, how can they put that fish above babies?
Oh, God, they do.
Murder babies. And God just says, love them. They're deceived. I mean, fight against it, but they're deceived. You would have to be deceived big time by Satan to think a little fish this big that you're going to save and let all these farmers not have water or let all these people not have water. At the same time, kill millions of babies and it don't bother them. And you know, that put a heart in me to love those people, but God does not love their actions by no means.
Uh-huh.
By no means. But that's all it is deception, like Mary said.
They actually rejoice in that.
And they are so deceived. So deceived.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a little old fish that doesn't. I mean, God takes care of fish too, but I mean.
Put the little fish in the container, all of them.
Put them in the water. You know, but they've stopped big projects because of them. So California, pray specifically, because there's so much deception in California.
Yeah. There's a lot of people moving out of California because of this.
But you know, there's a big move of God, but they also, TBN's in California. Think of all the ministries that's in California. Yes,
have
God in that state. Don't just say because just don't give in. Don't give it to Satan. It's our part of our nation, and God raised up this nation for the end times. And California's got to be just as much as part of it as Alabama's got to be.
Amen.
It is, but the people that really rule is the people that pray.
Right.
Amen. Yeah.
If
that's
you pray,
right.
You do the ruling.
That's
you know.
Right. Say that again.
And taking authority, authority over some things. Listen, I'm way old.
Yeah.
But, okay, you know what? They are responsible, too.
Yes.
I'm way over, but God bless you.
This is good point. Can I read a scripture?
Next.
Yeah.
Yes.
Next, apostle. Next time. I'm not going to make no
promises. It's hard to inspire.
Huh?
Yeah, we need that fire is massively important.
Yes.
It says over in Acts chapter 4, okay, and these are the apostles we're talking about here now who were baptized in fire at the upper room, okay?
Uh-huh.
It says that when they had already been persecuted because, verbally persecuted, because they had healed that one guy at the temple, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it says over in verse 23, and when they had released them, they went to their companions and reported all to the chief priests and the elders had said to them. And when they had heard this, they lifted their voice to God with one accord and said, O Lord, it is thou who doest make the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of Father David, thy servant said, and he quotes scripture back in the Old Testament. I could read five more verses, but skip down to the verse 30. It says, while thou dost extend thy hand to heal, and signs and wonders take place through the name of thy holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed and they were fasting together as their body, this is what happened. Now, these people were already baptized in the Holy Ghost. So here's the kicker. Gathered together, the house was shaken, and they were all filled again. Yes. With the Holy Ghost. You have to have it continually coming. Yeah. You have to have Him continually coming. Mm. It's not just a one-time event, and that's the way we've been treating it. It's not. It's a continual thing. We've got to live in this. Yeah. If not, we're going to lose California.
Yeah. But it says in one accord.
In one accord. All of us got to come together in it. Mm-hmm. All of us. If not, we will lose California.
Why not? Paul said he prayed in tongues more than you all. That's praying in the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
And also, every time you have an opportunity through the laying on of hands of Pastor Jim,
yes,
go up there and get it. God taught me that a long time ago. Don't just sit there and act like you've got too much of me. How could you have too much of God?
They're laying hands on Trump right now.
And then you need to go run up there and get what Pastor Jim has for you.
They actually lay hands on him. Still, now, they just something happened 2 years ago.
I never seen nothing like this to no president. So I know God is keeping President Trump. Because people were saying, well, I just
believe him.
I pray for him all the time. I know God's keeping him. That's like supernatural God's keeping him. Because they're attacking him like this.
You have to be aggressive.
Say something about losses.
Losses.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, he put on my heart this morning to talk about losses. Every loss we have is unnecessary. Yes. There are losses in our
life. Okay, blow your trumpet.
Every loss that we can ever have and the ones we have, they are necessary. When we look at, you know, I know that people will eventually die. That's
not loss, that's gain.
Christ to die is gain. To live is Christ, to die is gain. But when the Lord speaks something, I judge things. I have, a few months ago, I have questions. How does a person become a false prophet or a wolf, you know, that they talk about in the Word? That kind of got me started. But and the Lord brought me right back to the parable of the sower, the way we hear His word. After He did the parable of the sower, He said, take heed how you hear. Take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. And He said this right after He broke down the parable of the sower. The way we hear God's word is the way we'll live. If we hear His word,
can you repeat that?
The way we hear God's word is the way we'll live.
Yes.
The way we live sets something in motion. If we set the wrong things in motion, it's in motion. It's going to cause a loss in your life. If you say unkind words to people, if you're impatient, if you act on impulses. When I learned a long time ago, I said, Lord, I don't want to fly off the handle on anybody ever again. And I read what James taught, that if you can control the tongue, you can control the body.
So did he say the tongue was like?
A fire.
But of course, nature to hell.
Or it could be like a rudder. You can speak. I thank God all the time for Charles Caps. I learned how to talk faith.
Praise the Lord.
And you can direct your life by your faith. What do you want in life? It can happen. Speak it until it does. We have to understand that we're complete in Christ. We don't need anything to be rejoicefully at peace and content. We have one thing that Christ gave us at every stage of our life is contentment. If we walk in, you're complete in Him. A wife doesn't need a husband to be complete. A husband don't need a wife to be complete. A man don't need a job to be complete. We're complete in him. God, he's the one that make us resourceful. A man can love God, get a job, work as under God, and God bless the whole company just to bless him and take Amen. Him with him.
Amen.
That's
he did David like that. David was in politics and the whole politics, and even Joseph.
Yeah.
You know, they
Joseph.
All got blessed because he was there. And they recognized it. They said, something on you.
Everything prosper. God calls everything. That same resource is in you by the Holy Spirit. You just have to act on it. And when we do, we receive the word, and then we become what the word say we can be. And he shows us the three reasons why we push the word. We didn't take it serious. We didn't want it. If you don't want it, you're not going to keep it.
Amen.
And if you hear it and agree with it and don't let it soak in, don't stoke the fire. You won't have it when you need it. And then the other, you know, I was going to concentrate on that one more, but.
We've got next week.
Yeah,
we have next week, so let's just close out.
But that's how it is.
Let's just close out.
Receiving the word makes the difference.
Let's just close out. It's 10:20.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing. Help us to hear your word. And answer our questions and concerns. Help us to be hungry for the word and keep it in Jesus' name. Help us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We're unlimited.